Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And I want to thank everyone out there for your support and your contribution to the show. We're going to be letting you know a lot about what we have planned. Right now, you're hearing a lot about Dr. Pat's Green Christmas Challenge. This is a challenge for everyone out there to rethink their lives and select one thing that they're going to do differently this holiday season in support of the earth, in support of humanity. And we've got lots of information about that. And thank you for putting us in the number one spot in several of the markets that we're in. We're really thrilled to be bringing you top programming like the show today. I am so thrilled and honored to be bringing you an intimate conversation with someone that I know has had a specific purpose on this planet and has touched the lives of many people, has made many of us rethink our own lives in a way that perhaps we hadn't done before. I'm talking about Uri Geller, who is joining me here today. Many of you know him right now as this incredible individual that's part of a television series on NBC that has to do with creating absolutely incredible presence on this earth called Phenomenon. And he is joining me here today because we've got lots to talk about, including this incredible, incredible movie that I watched over and over and over and over again. And I have to say that for me, as busy as my schedule is, that is not something I do very often. And what is interesting about Uri and this movie is that the people that I showed this to had the same response, same reaction. And the movie I'm talking about is Staya Arusa. And we're here today to talk about the movie, Find the Book of Knowledge, Uri Geller, my guest today, and much more. Thank you so much, Uri, for joining us today on the show.
Pat, thank you very much for having me on your show. And yes, Staya Arusa is an amazing film, not because I produced it, but because of the content. And, you know, people ask me, what do the words Staya Arusa mean? And I have a very unusual and interesting answer. Actually, Staya Arusa is a name without a meaning. The words create an open space, a transparent universe, and anyone watching the film can feel free to attach any meaning, emotions, or image to these words and suiting you best. So to those who are confused, they think, oh, it's a foreign word, it's a foreign name. It's not. It's an amazing name that was created for an astonishing film.
You know, Uri, I have to tell you, you know, after about 3 to 5 minutes into the film, I had an incredible sense that of exactly what you're talking about, that there was a space for, at least for me and the people that that I was with when watching it, that this is a place where we get to step in, live in the question, and really explore the answer. Was that your intention?
Yes, absolutely. And I would like to make clear also, Pat, that this is not a money-making machine. What we are planning to do is plow every penny, every dollar that comes in from the film into a series of movies based on consciousness. And that's very important for me to pass over that message, because, you know, most movies out there are, you know, they're profit-making ventures and so forth. This isn't. And people also ask me to describe Staya Arusa and why Find the Book of Knowledge. What is all that about? Well, Staya Arusa is, first of all, again, the first of a series of films in which the origin and purpose of the universe and life and death are explained. And if you did watch it over and over, I think that the segment of life after death is very powerful. And I'm a huge believer in life after death. You see, Pat, you are a medical doctor?
A psychologist.
You're a psychologist.
Psychology. Yeah, I have a PhD in psychology.
You're even stronger with probably your convictions in this field. But when I'm asked about life after death, the spirit, the soul, do we survive, and what's the proof? You know, I smile because actually the proof has been around for centuries. And then if you put away the mumbo-jumbo, the paranormal stuff, you have to look at science. And in 1925, an interesting man wrote a very powerful equation. He wrote E equals mc square. Of course, it was Albert Einstein. And in this equation, what he did, he proved that everything around us is energy. If you slam a table with your hand or you tap a wall, to us it looks solid. But as a matter of fact, it's not solid. Nothing is solid in the universe, not even our bodies. If you drive a microscope right into your hand or into a wall, as a matter of fact, the microscope will show you, you know, cells, molecules, atoms, and energy, which means that everything vibrates, everything has a frequency. The table that looks to you solid because it vibrates at a certain frequency. Then you have to ask the question, well, then inside our body there is also an energy. I think even a skeptic or a cynic will agree that there is some type of an energy in our body. Well, I want to call that the soul. I want to call that the spirit. Now, Einstein and science further proved that energy cannot be destroyed. You cannot kill off energy. Energy stays forever, which means, of course, there is life after death. Because if our source of energy in our body, which is a spirit, soul, survives, then it probably goes into other realms and life continues in different dimensions. And I think you will agree with me to a certain point.
Well, I will tell you, Uri, that for me, there was so much in the film that I related to, and here's what I want to ask you about. The journey that you take us on, at least for me, brought me from the very essence, the very basics of creation on this earth, your story, the stories of others. And the journey then weaved itself in to explore phenomenon that many of us have known to date as not being woo-woo, as being part of quantum physics, as being part of our lives. And what you've enabled, I think, for many people that will watch this film to do is explore a broader context, and that's what you talk about.
Exactly. You know, Pat, that the central message of Staya Arusa is that people should explore their own consciousness and expand it. They should, in a way, get a broader view on reality. Staya Arusa is intended to, in a way, again, prepare people to get ready for a new way of living, to create solutions and discover new worlds, mainly spiritual worlds, because as we all know, we're living in extremely turmoil times. You know, right now, you and I have the pleasure of speaking to each other. Mm-hmm. We have good work. We probably have amazing families. But if you look at the global picture, if I count to three, you know, just 3 seconds, like 21, 22, 23. 3 seconds right now went by. Believe it or not, in those 3 seconds, a baby died somewhere around the world from hunger. Do you understand the reality of what I just said? It is just so shocking and tragic that there are people and babies still dying around the world from hunger. Then the wars, as we speak right now, there are wars raging in some parts of the world. People are killing each other in the name of religion. Then there are the Mother Nature tragedies. There are things like global warming. As we speak, the ice caps are melting. The oceans are rising. So you have to ask yourself, hey, what's going on here? There are people who still have AIDS, cancer, and those diseases still today cannot be cured. Yet over 3 decades ago, we sent men to the moon, we brought them back safely, and we can't cure cancer. I question those aspects of life, and I also, and I'm a religious man, Pat, I do believe in God, and I pray to God, and I believe in the power of prayer, and I believe that people who have faith, people who go to a synagogue to pray, or to a church to pray, or to a mosque to pray, actually, you know, this has been validated again by science. Live longer, happier people, have less disease. But in the overall picture, I ask, if God is so good and so mighty, why is this going on? Why is there still suffering? And you know, I would love to hear that answer from you, if you can decipher this question. You as a psychiatrist or maybe a great psychologist, what is your answer?
I would love to have that conversation with you, Uri, when we come back from break, because I believe that the conversation and the question you're asking me is a portal, a way for us to explore the next level of consciousness. And what I mean by that, and love to talk with you about, because this film clearly was an invitation from my perspective to step into a world for some people that they had not been in before.
Okay, Pat, before we go to the commercial, very quickly, let me tell people where you can obtain the film.
Absolutely, and we're going to continue to tell them.
Thank you.
And let's tell them right now, Uri.
Okay, first of all, the movie is available on Amazon.com, and Staya Erusa is spelled Staya Erusa. It's also available on my website. If you go to urigeller.com, there is a click there that takes you straight to Staya Erusa's website. So that's it. We may now.
Well, one more place. Yep, one more place, because we are also getting the word out about the film. If you go to the Dr. Pat Show website, you will see not only a profile on Uri, but you'll be able to see a link that will take you right to more information about the film, as well as how to get a copy of it. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to continue this conversation. And the question that Uri asked is this one. You know, it's the question of, as we look at, and Uri, you and I can talk about this, as we look at the world and so many things happening right now that seem destructive, billions of dollars, I think over $600 billion being spent on a war that some people don't really understand, people dying every day, cancer, no cure, but yet we have machines that go faster than you can even imagine. All of this and much more we will be exploring with Uri Geller after this short break, everyone. Stay tuned. If you've got a comment or question, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. And we're going to be inviting you to explore what is consciousness with us. We'll be right back.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Are there things you want and don't have? Imagine creating them. Having experiences you don't want? Imagine discreating them with Avatar. Call 1-800-270-5111. How much future suffering could you avoid by restructuring your own mind? The Avatar Course, the most powerful consciousness training available. Free mini courses offered. Visit avataraloha.com and call 1-800-270-5111.
The secret is no longer a secret, but still life's deepest questions remain. How will you answer them? See One, the movie, and join the ultimate conversation at onetheproject.com. Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, the host of The Dr. Pat Show. Now, the film phenomenon that has been transforming hearts across the world is available online at onetheproject.com. Experience One, the movie, and find your answers.
Thank you.
Are you tired of being tired? Are you sick of being sick? Learn about energy medicine from Donna Eden, the world's most joyous and sought-after spokesperson for alternative medicine. She will share how you can shift your energies to create health and vitality using quick and easy techniques. Learn about Donna's classic book, Energy Medicine, her DVDs, trainings, home study programs, and professional certification program at learnenergymedicine.com.
Carol Haywood Bobrowskis is a seer and an author who has been watching evolution in action since her third eye opened wide in 1987. Her observations reveal a very hopeful path for the future of Earth and humanity to evolve to a place where love and peace prevail. You can find out about her book, Passionate Pinky and the Evolutionary Experiment, as well as her fun workshops by calling 425-222-9455 or visit PassionatePinky.com.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Carrie O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on the Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Carrie can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. Mondays at 10 a.m. on the Dr. Pat Show.
Do you dream of publishing a book? Are you ready to make your writing dreams come true? Join New York Times best-selling author and celebrated life coach Cheryl Richardson for the Writer's Boot Camp Cruise to the Mexican Riviera on April 5th through 12th, 2008. Discover the nuts and bolts information you'll need to write, publish, and market your book, plus inspiration for enjoying the process. Visit ICanDoItAtSea.com today for all the details.
Streaming live, the leader in Internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. I am so thrilled to be bringing you this conversation with Uri Geller. Many of you know him from his incredible work, and as most recently on the NBC network, co-host with Chris Angel in the hit reality series Phenomenon. And so I am here today having a conversation about consciousness. I would like you to join us, too. If you have a comment or question, please feel free to call the 800 number and join in on the conversation. Uri is joining me here today because we're talking about an incredible film that he has produced, one of, and I'm thrilled that he said this, a series of films that will be coming out. The film is Thea Urusa. You'll be able to get that film on Amazon.com, on Uri's website, and also on my website, thedrpatshow.com. But Uri, before the break, we were talking about the events of the world. You know, why, if there is a God, you know, why do these things happen? And so you asked me what my viewpoint was on this. Some people say, you know, why, if there's a God, are there so many horrific things in the world? And I too believe that there is a God. I also believe that there is a God within. And the power that we have is within us to manifest what we need in this world and what we desire. And I believe that what we create in this world, we are active players in it. And so, is there a lesson for us to learn by the destruction that we create? Is there something that we're meant to learn to take us to a higher level? And these are the questions that I explore when I look at, you know, the statistic you mentioned earlier about one child a moment or a second dying from hunger. I mean, that statistic is just hard to wrap one's mind about, especially as we go into the holiday season and we're sitting there and we're gouging ourselves with food.
Yes.
But for me, I believe that we are active players in this world and that it is our job to understand the power and the potential of the God within us. And our journey on this planet is for us to fully explore and embrace that power that we have to create humanity as magnificent as it has never been seen before, or we have the power to create destruction. And so I believe that we as active players plug into a role in this universe that is not guided by God, but guided by the freedom to choose. And the guidance that is out there, the magnificence, the power, the potential of human beings and our sole purpose to love one another is fully embraced in every one of us. We choose not to use it.
Yes, what you have just said is very strong and very powerful, and I think is one facet, again, of the mysteries of the universe that you give an explanation to. But, you know, you and I know, and probably all our listeners, that it's much more complex and complicated to explain.
It is. I mean, in what you're saying is so true, because look at who's explaining it. I am a mere human being.
And so am I.
Yeah.
And so are our listeners. You know that, once again, how we have to ask ourselves, how can consciousness solve the challenges mankind is facing?
Mm-hmm.
And a part of Staya Arusa, in it, we try to obviously explain that when we understand what life is all about, and we can also act on that understanding, then all the problems will be solved immediately, and that is consciousness. And it's almost like a paradigm shift, and I'm sure you've heard that, and you spoke about the paradigm shift a million times. But in my opinion, and in the film, of course, a paradigm is a set of thoughts and belief systems that is dominant in a society. And when it turns out that the existing paradigm fails to solve the present needs and problems, then it is time to shift the focus. And in this case, the shift will be much more substantial than we have ever seen. We start with looking at death, and we go beyond that, and then I believe the rest follows. So it's something that really comes from inside, deep inside your heart and your mind. And since you and I think about challenges, we all go through life and face challenges,
yes.
All of us.
Yes.
My challenges were very tough in my childhood. I grew into a very poor family. I was born in Tel Aviv in Israel. My mother was struggling. She was a seamstress and a waitress, hardly made enough money to put food on the table. And then I grew older, and my parents divorced, so I went through that journey. Then I found out something shocking. My mother once told me, and I was an only child, she once told me that I'm actually her ninth child.
Mm.
And what I discovered is that my mother went through 8 abortions, and then she fought to have me. So I'm, again, a huge believer that my brothers and sisters are around me, almost as my guardian angels. Then when I was 11 years old, my mother took me to Cyprus, where I experienced a war. I've seen people blown up, shot to death. I went through curfews because it was the times when the Greeks were fighting the Turks, and the Greeks were fighting the British soldiers that ruled Cyprus, the island. Then I went back to Israel. I joined the army, the paratroopers. Tragically, I had to kill a man face to face during the war, the 67 war. I had no choice. A Jordanian suddenly appeared in front of me. He was holding a machine gun. His finger was on the trigger. My finger was on my machine gun. And I knew it that split second. Actually, it looked like eternity. I saw my whole life flash in my mind. I knew that whoever presses the trigger first will survive. And of course, I was faster than him. Otherwise, you wouldn't be talking to me. Now, when you take someone's life face to face, my goodness, that changes your whole life, your whole spiritual outlook, your belief system is shattered. And I know that I will meet this young Jordanian soldier some, you know, in my next cycle. But going through that and then suddenly becoming famous and wealthy, and you ride on an ego trip. I was on an immense ego trip in the 70s. All I cared was fame and fortune. And then came the controversy in my life, walking into Johnny Carson when I was young and gullible and naive, thinking, wow, I'm going to make it on Johnny Carson, when I came to America in the early 70s. And Johnny Carson, being an amateur magician, fails me, and I sit there on live television, 22 minutes, the most humiliated 22 minutes of humiliating 22 minutes in my life. And then the controversy began. So then I became bulimic, and I had panic attacks, anxiety attacks. I couldn't handle success, fame, and fortune. And then finally, I found spirituality. And that was again through John Lennon, through a friend. John pointed me to the right direction. I looked awful then. Remember, bulimia is an addiction.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Yoko that said to me, you know, you have to find spirituality. And I said, what is it? I've heard of the word, but what does it mean? She said, go to Japan and find it. So I packed up, gave away all our belongings, got on a plane with my two small children, my mother, my wife, my brother-in-law, and they flew to Japan, landed in Narita Airport, hired a van, drove to Mount Fuji, and I actually disappeared with my entire family into a forest, and we lived there for 1 year in a tiny little hut. And that's where I discovered what spirituality meant. And then I came out back into the reality. So you can imagine, for a person that starts off in Israel with nothing and ends up being, and I'm not saying this to boost or boast my ego or to tell you, hey, look at Uri Geller, I made it. But at one stage, I was so well known, I was so famous around the world that I was like a psychic rock star. And that has its downfalls too. So believe me, I've been there, and I know exactly how many people feel that are going through these type of experiences in their lives.
Uri, thank you so much for sharing that heartfelt story about your life, because what I've learned on radio, and I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for sharing at that level, is that you and I can inspire so many people to look at their lives, look at the challenges, and create a powerful presence that not only inspires themselves, but many people around. And that's what you do for so many people. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we'll be back with Uri Geller and continue our conversation about what it means to learn about consciousness for change and the fact that Staya Arusa is a no notion, no action movie. We'll be right back, everyone. Stay tuned.
Have you ever thought about having your own internet talk show? Well, if you said yes, then click About Us. Then click Be a Host to get more information. Or just call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417.
Say that again.
480-294-6417. VoiceAmerica.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Psst, hey you, come here. I got something to tell you. Are you ready to meet your life partner but need a good avenue? SpiritualSingles.com has the largest database of conscious spiritual members on the internet. When you're ready to meet someone, join SpiritualSingles.com. But make sure you're really ready, though, because it works. SpiritualSingles.com. Dating, events, and even retreats. Don't forget, that's SpiritualSingles.com. Join today. You'll be glad you did.
Vacation with the Hay House Superstars. Sign up for the most outlandish Hay House conference yet aboard a luxurious cruise ship. I Can Do It at Sea. Meet some of your favorite authors, including Wayne Dyer, Carolyn Mace, Marianne Williamson, and Doreen Virtue, plus soul-nourishing workshops, parties, gorgeous port cities, and more, all amid a breathtaking backdrop of the Mexican Riviera. Space is limited, so reserve your cabin today at ICanDoItAtSea.com.
Ladies, your soul is whispering to you. Are you listening? Imagine a woman's magazine dedicated to your inner journey and the deeper aspects of a woman's life. Do you feel an inner tugging of the heart? A desire to live deeper and connect more fully? Aspire magazine features inspiring articles, interviews, and more, and is the premier inspirational and spiritual publication for women. Aspire magazine, inspiration for a woman's soul. Subscribe today at aspiremag.net and have inspiration delivered right to your door.
Is your cell phone harming your health? A growing body of evidence has shown that electropollution can have a devastating effect on our health and wellness, and also may increase our risk for disease and illness. The good news is that there is a solution, scientifically validated and patented technologies that neutralize the harmful effects are the answer. Call 503-781-5604 or visit http://thrive.emf411.com.
Karen Ramsey of RamseyInvesting.com has been a certified financial planner for over 20 years. Ramsey Investing provides balanced, smart investment management to a broad range of people through the online web service RamseyInvesting.com. They are fee-only managers who do not sell financial products. They invest your money for you, track it, and make adjustments as needed. You don't have to worry if you're in the right investments or not. That's their job. Visit RamseyInvesting.com.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome back. I am so thrilled and honored to be having this conversation today with Uri Geller. He is joining me for a conversation about consciousness, about life, about much more. And I am so honored that he is here today and has shared his personal story. And Uri, as I was saying during the break, what we get to share about our humanity becomes inspiration for other people to seek higher ground,
of course,
so to speak.
I agree with that, and when people ask me what is consciousness, my answer is that you are consciousness. Everyone is consciousness. Everything is consciousness, or at least a manifestation of it. And people need to be conscious in order to live, to grow. You can become more conscious by opening your mind and by thinking without limitation. Simply be intelligent and rational, and you will explore consciousness faster and deeper. And when I'm being asked how can consciousness solve the challenges of mankind is facing, hey, you know, for instance, your radio program is a major contributor to that, because you are in a position to mold and flex and change people's minds. And I will repeat this: when we understand what life is all about and we can also act on that understanding, then all the problems will be solved, and they will be solved immediately. That, to me, is consciousness. One more time, please allow me to mention that the film Staya Erusa is available up through your website, Pat?
Yes, mine.
And through stayaerusa.org. That's the website, www.stayaerusa, S-T-A-Y, stayerusa.org. You can go to my website, urigeller.com. And by the way, you will find my website amazing because it's a non-commercial website. You'll find my email address there. You can email me, and believe it or not, I answer all my emails myself. I travel with a BlackBerry. I get around 300 emails a day, and I answer them. I find time to do that. Many of my books are available free of charge to read on my website. And most important, that the revenues from Staya Arusa, of the sales of the film, will be invested completely in making the following films of the series. So it's not a money-making machine.
I love that you shared that, because so much of what we do falls in that category as well. And at the same time, you know, I want people to know that the film that you've created, Uri, is this beautiful journey that we take to look at the insights into consciousness. You have brought together a collection of incredible people. I'd like to talk about some of these folks for a minute, because I sat there as we were watching the film, and I was hanging on every word that was shared. Mm-hmm. You know, from Dr. David Morehouse to Harry, to many people, to your conversation. How was it that this collection of people came to be?
Okay, when I was approached by Ronald Yan, and let me just quickly tell you about Ronald, although when you get onto Staya Arusa, you will see short bios of everyone. Ronald is such an amazing individual. He was born into a wealthy family. His father owned many, many supermarkets in Holland. He's Dutch. And about 10 years ago, he drove out of his driveway and was kidnapped, his father. And tragically, he was murdered that day.
Mm.
So Ronald inherited a lot of money, and he plowed that money into creating spiritual centers in Holland, making available books and documentations, and teaching people how to become spiritual. But he was also, I believe, a gullible person, and others took advantage of him, so he lost his money. And then he continued believing in himself. And he was the originator of Staya Arusa with Harry. And they created a movie which broke all, in a way, all historical consciousness movies in Holland. Theaters were packed every day by hundreds of people who wanted to learn more about consciousness. The movie opened in small art cinemas. And then I met him. We connected to each other through an email. And he asked me, Uri, how do I take Staya Arusa into the international arena? So I watched the film. I was very impressed. But I said, hey, you are missing credible, important scientists who will share their views, their belief systems that are attached to more or less the philosophy of Staya Arusa. And then I went out into a major search. Who do I bring as credible, prestigious scientists who will share their inner secrets of consciousness with us? So the first person I approached was a Nobel Prize winner, a Nobel Prize in physics. His name is Professor Brian Josephson.
Mm.
He's teaching at Cambridge University. And I was amazed that he agreed to be interviewed. Because, you know, some of these people, hey, they are worried in becoming controversial if they really come out with their views on consciousness. Because scientists, they get a salary in the university or college or place of work.
Yes.
And if they become controversial, or their colleagues say, hey, what are these guys talking about? You know, scientists should be rational people. They could lose their jobs. This is what happened throughout my life.
Yeah, or lose their funding.
That's what I mean. Lose their funding.
Yeah, and that's worse than anything you can imagine for a
very
scientist
so.
And a researcher. You know, as being a researcher, I fully understand that. That's why the power of the individuals you brought to this movie blew me away.
Yeah, and I've seen this happen throughout my life when researchers stuck their necks and say Uri Geller is real. The controversy that was caused around them is unimaginable. Some of them lost their jobs. Some of them, their funding was stopped and so on. So when Professor Brian Joseph, who is a Nobel Prize winner, talks to us on camera, and when Jack Sarfati, who is another brilliant, brilliant physicist based in Berkeley, California, who also had very similar experiences to what I went through when we talk about discovering the Book of Knowledge, then Colin Wilson, for goodness sake, Colin Wilson is one of the most prolific authors in this century.
Uh-huh.
And he has written hundreds of books. He's British. There are many other, John Alexander, who was, you know, had indirect links to the CIA, and John Alexander was the one who took me to a shielded room in the Capitol building in Washington to address the heads of national security. So you can imagine in what power and what position John Alexander comes from. So then we had Dr. Pims, who is an open heart surgeon, and he talks about life after death. So these are mega, mega individuals who are not in the psychic field, but there are amazingly down-to-earth credible scientists and physicists and doctors. And to hear the words about consciousness and life after death coming from their perspective is mind-blowing. And you say you saw the film, so you witnessed that yourself. It is quite unbelievable.
It is unbelievable, because what I loved about this film, Uri, is it was an incredible blend of esoteric movement as well as scientific fact, and the way that it was integrated was, for me, was a way for me to not only find out about things that you were talking about, but to explore the bigger, broader question. I want everyone to know that we're talking with Uri Geller right now. The book, the movie is Thea Urusa, and you can get a copy at that. Well, please go to the website. You will take a look at this website. There's lots of information. It's incredible.
Yeah, there is. By the way, Pat, there is also a trailer there.
Yes.
And Thea Urusa has an amazing little bio about myself.
Mm-hmm.
I found old footage when the CIA sent a doctor to test me in Israel, Dr. Andre Poharich. He had a movie camera, and you know, we didn't even know what's a movie camera at that time. You had to be a millionaire in Israel to own one. So there's incredible footage that has never ever been seen before from my past. And since you did bring the word broader, you know, a broader view on reality, let's say, and what do we mean by that? I think that one has to think beyond your own borders or limitations. Think further than your current mindset and find out that there is more to discover in this world. This is what Thea Urusa is about.
Let's take a short break, Uri. When we come back, we'll be talking about no notion, no action, and about the different sections of the film and how you can take the journey with us. My guest today, Uri Geller, right here on the Dr. Pat Show. We'll be right back, and much more of this exploration of life, of death, and consciousness.
News, opinion,
hear me.
Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
tap into more of your brain potential. The exceptional HemiSync technology can help you achieve a focused, whole brain state. Refined with nearly 50 years of research and development, this patented audio guidance technology has been scientifically and clinically proven to be effective. Visit the Monroe Products website at HemiSync.com. That's HEMI-SYNC.com. Or call 1-800-541-2488. Diets and drugs only address symptoms of ill health rather than providing solutions to the problems such as weight gain and chronic pain. Spending just 30 minutes in a portable sauna that uses far infrared technology can burn 600 calories, rid your body of toxins, and reduce pain. If you're tired of quick fixes that don't work, consider the long-term solution. Detox America's portable far infrared sauna. Call 888-338-6987 or visit detoxamerica.com.
Are you ready to blaze the trail with your product or service, but you're unsure how to bring it to the marketplace without compromising your integrity? Andrea Adler, founder of Holistic PR and known as the High Priestess of Spiritual Marketing, takes you on a journey that will transform everything you think about marketing. Call 505-983-7777 or visit holisticpr.com. That's HOLISTICPR.com.
Being a mother is amazing, but it's not always easy, at least until now, on the It's All About You 7-night cruise to the Mexican Riviera. Join the Momstown Moms, Mary Goulet and Heather Ryder, on April 5th to the 12th, 2008, on this illuminating excursion where you'll find real advice on how to balance your love, family, work, money, and health. Bring back the life you crave. Attendance is limited, so call now. ICanDoItAtSea.com.
What does it take to feel young again? To be filled with vitality? To wake up feeling clear and refreshed? To live without allergies? More and more Americans are wondering if it's even possible. Founder of the Life Force Center in Los Angeles, Dr. Jeffrey McCombs, has been researching, developing, and refining a unique system that doctors and patients from around the world are saying offers them all of this and more. Visit LifeForcePlan.com or call 1-888-236-7780.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the show. I am so thrilled and honored to be bringing you this very intimate and powerful conversation with Uri Geller. He is joining me here today as someone that hasn't been afraid to take his message out into the world and has part of an incredibly creative, wonderful, and powerful film, Staya Arusa, as well as being featured in the NBC show Phenomenon. Uri, thank you so much for joining the show today. This has been such an incredible conversation, and you know, honestly, we're just at the tip of the iceberg, aren't we?
Pat, this was an amazing hour for me. We're coming to the end of the interview. I just want to mention very quickly one more question. How do people react about Staya Arusa? Well, people are very positive. It's very interesting. Like you, you watched it and you're telling me, wow, it's incredible. And I believe you. I, you know, you're a presenter for many years and sometimes you have to be very kind of diplomatic with your subjects and people that you interview. But the film definitely moves individuals. Everyone gets something different from the film. And there is no such thing as one reality. That's the important message. Consciousness knows innumerable layers, and each layer has its own unique reality, which is outdated in higher levels. So you can go and check it out yourself. by getting the film on www.stayaerusa.org or on your website, Pat, or on my website, urigeller.com. You should definitely see this film. Now, to slide into another aspect of what I do, another important thing that I want to tell all your listeners is that money doesn't motivate me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because I have enough. I made enough. You know, I... In the 70s and early 80s, I located oil fields and gold mines. And as a matter of fact, I found one of the biggest offshore oil fields for Mexico, for the national Mexican oil company called Pemex. And the president of Mexico was so impressed that he honored me, and I actually became a Mexican citizen. So he gave me a Mexican passport, so I can be proud today, and I say, well, I'm also partly Mexican, because I can travel on a Mexican passport, and its number is 1. No one ever got a Mexican passport. You have to be born in Mexico. So, Phenomenon. Phenomenon is an NBC series, live every Wednesday, so tomorrow, live NBC, which is looking for the next great mentalist. Now, I created this format in Israel about a year and a half ago. Very few people know this, but I happen to be the chairman of the Friends of Magen David Adom. Magen David Adom is the equivalent of the Red Cross in Israel. And I was there a year and a half ago negotiating on behalf of Magen David Adom and the Red Cross, International Red Cross, to convince the Palestinians to sign an amicable deal with Israel. It was to do with allowing ambulances, Red Crescent ambulances, into East Jerusalem,
mm-hmm.
and opening a fast track for injured Palestinian children and women who are pregnant to go straight to hospital. And a producer calls me up and says, Uri, we would like to make an Uri Geller show. So we brainstormed in my hotel, and we came up with, hey, let's find the new Uri Geller. And that was the idea. And 4 months later, after that discussion, the Israeli television rolled out the show. It was live, and it broke all historical rating records in Israel. Every Saturday, streets were empty when the successor was on. We called it the successor. The successor came to the attention of the chairman or the CEO of NBC, a young man called Ben Silverman. He viewed a trailer, and when he was asked, why is he taking Uri Geller, who is steeped in controversy, he simply answered, because when I watched the trailer of the successor, I had goosebumps.
Mm.
And that's when he got it into NBC. It is really an amazing show, because these individuals, 10 performers, are trying to convince us that they are the next great mentalist, and they do astonishing performances. And with me in America, the co-host is Chris Angel.
Yes.
I'm sure you've heard of
yes.
him.
Yes.
I actually just spent a day with him in Las Vegas. He's enormously popular. I mean, he's the number one mystifier in the world. His feet are, you know, walking on water and levitating between buildings. And by the way, his footage of walking on water has over 6 million hits on YouTube. Amazing. So he agreed to join the show. And we had a very incredible journey of 5 weeks. And we are going to have a winner tomorrow night. And then I'm rushing to Germany to open my series there. There it's going to be called The Next Uri Geller. The next 2 weeks after the beginning or launching the show in Germany, I'm doing Holland and then Hungary and then Spain and Italy and Russia. So for me, at this age, after having gone through everything, to have something so successful is mind-blowing. So I'm very, very fortunate.
You know, Uri, I love what we've talked about today in a lot of different ways. First of all, the message is extremely inviting and inspiring for people to explore the next question in their lives. And the other thing that I love about today's show, and I want to thank you for, is your level of authenticity in joining us today and your ability in giving back to the world in so many ways. As we talked about the movie, Staya Arusa, the contribution that will be made to the profits from this movie will go
yes.
back into creating,
yes.
you know, more of a series. So
Absolutely.
That more, exactly.
Pat, do we have another 60 seconds or
we
no?
We do.
So let me fill these 60 seconds with the phone.
I would love for you to do that as well as share your personal
okay.
message.
I never ever claimed that I'm a healer. Nor, I'm definitely not a miracle worker, and I'm not a healer. But my house, my wife and I, Hannah and I, open our house for terminally ill children.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I entertain them with a spoon bending, then I can afford going into positive thinking talk. And that really helps sick kids. Positive thinking is so powerful. It's a healer by itself, parallel with medicine, obviously. When I was in Los Angeles, where I am now, I went to the children's hospital in L.A., there was a young boy, 11, unconscious. He had a terrible car accident. And his dad asked me to come over. And I said to him, look, I'm not a healer, but I'm willing to do that. And I whispered into the child's ear, hey, listen, tomorrow watch me and Chris Angel on Phenomenon.
Mm.
You have to wake up. I left the hospital. 20 minutes later, his dad called me that he opened his eyes and he kissed his mother. These are the things that make me happy.
Mm.
And that's what the world is about. If you help others in any way, shape, or form, then the universe will send goodness back into your life. And that's what I'm about today. That's what you're about. Maybe most of your listeners are people like you and I.
Mm-hmm.
That are trying to make a living in this harsh world, but also give love to others. And if you do that, believe me, the law of attraction does work. So you send out a positive message to the universe, be a positive thinker, and something beautiful will come back to you, into your life. So Pat, thank you so much for having me on your show. And I really hope that you and I can personally meet and then have a very powerful and deep talk face-to-face.
You know, Uri, let's make sure that happens. I'm gonna make a personal commitment to make sure that happens, and I'll send you an email.
Well, not only an email, you promised me now live on air that you're going to send me this interview because it was one of the nicest interviews I ever had, and I mean that, and I have tens of thousands.
Let me tell you, not only will I send you the interview, but you have full permission, copyright permission, to put it on any and all of the websites and distribute it freely to as many people as you like.
Thank you. I'll put it on my website. I have about 1 million hits a day. I love you, and God bless everyone.
I love you, too. Thank you, everyone. Remember, go to www.thedrpatshow.com for more. Uri Geller, thank you so much. For many of you supporting this show, you know I love you. Have a great day. Know that you're loved. Know that you're blessed. And live life full out.
Tides that I tried to swim against.